Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm feeling quietly confident.
Are you?
So the mass unveiling of who's got the best love bite will be in about half an hour on Radio 1, and Edith Bowman will be here to judge whose love bite hickey is the best.
Half an hour? You're really cranking up the tension.
Yeah. Now, the one that doesn't speak forgot to get a love bite last night.
Mm-hmm.
So has been really trying very hard with that Henry Hoover in the corner for the last 20 minutes. What's this thing you want to play me?
It's a clue as to where I got mine from.
Hi, Mark. I hope it's good enough, and I really hope you win. Bye.
What?
That's my mum.
Yep.
Right. Stop.
Still as confident that you're going to win?
Right, that was awful acting on the part of my mum. You can't get my mum to act.
That is...
Right, you just blatantly called my mum and told her to ask her to
do that. I didn't.
Hi, Mark.
Stop.
I hope it's good enough, and I really hope you win. Bye.
Yeah, whatever.
I popped round and saw her earlier.
Yeah, whatever.
She was on me for about half an hour.
Oh, shut up! Radio 1 Podcast.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I got an email from Andy, right?
Yeah.
Andy is 14, and as he does every day, his dad picked him up in the car from school, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how rude. They weren't actually listening to this show. I know. You know what parents are like. They like to have control, don't they?
Radio 4 or something.
Yeah. No, it's worse than that.
Is it?
Yes, yeah. His dad was playing a CD. Now, Andy says, guess what it was? It's that song that you play on your show when we talk about, you know, sexy time. But Andy doesn't know what it's called. Right. I know exactly what track it is, Andy, and it's called Bump and Grind, and it's by R. Kelly. This is the one you're on about. So imagine it, right? Andy's 14, sat there in the car with his dad, driving off past all Andy's schoolmates with this blasting from the car. Dad singing along. You don't want to listen to that with your dad, do you? Or your mum? Ugh. And also, right, because you've got the CD...
Yeah.
He would got the full version, which goes like this. My mind's telling me no.
Yeah.
But my body's telling me yes. No, Dad. Baby,
I don't want to hurt nobody. It's like, imagine Dad singing along to this.
My mind's telling me no. My body's telling me yes. It's like when you're at home.
Good day at school, son.
It's like when you're at home watching a film with your parents and a love scene comes on and there's that something really uncomfortable feeling in the living room. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't want to watch Fanny Hill with your mum, do you?
No, I don't.
No.
With yours, maybe.
I'll tell you another one that's really... Oi! Oh, I missed that one, though,
didn't I? Yeah. In a world of your own.
Oh, he was. Grinding along to R. Kelly. Ew. There's another song as well, but do you remember when we used to play it, because it was a record of the week a while ago, every time we would play it, people would text in going, no, stop playing this, I'm now in the car with my parents, stop it. Remember this one?
The lovely Lola.
Lola. It's the first thing on my mind when I wake. Mum's in the room. It's the last thing on my mind. See, this will be happening now to people in cars all over again, won't it? Hello, if you're with your parents in the car at the moment. Oh, God. Not with your mum in the car. I'm sorry if you are with your parents at the moment. There's just some songs you don't want to hear. Let's do a bit of role play.
She couldn't keep her hands off me, could she, when she came in?
She did like you a little bit.
Right, well, okay. If I remember that differently to how it actually happened.
Yeah, in your mind.
Let's do some role play.
Yeah.
What? Hang on. Now, before we do this, just tell me what role you want to play.
You're so my dad.
I'm your dad,
you're
right,
my dad.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, Dad.
You're right, so these brakes are still a bit wobbly, but are you all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, are you...
Shall I get in the car?
Yes, get in the car, son. Come on, quick. What kind of car are this? I'm sorry, sir. I appear to have arrived in the 1930s car. with a very stiff door handle. Anyhow, do you like it?
I appear to have arrived in one of the first cars ever made.
It's nice, though, isn't it?
You should sell it, Dad. You get some good money for that.
I should, sir, shouldn't I, to keep paying your school fees.
Can I just open the door again?
Go on, do it, yeah.
Vintage.
There you go. Wow. Don't do it too often, it might fall off.
You look like you've got a new CD there,
I
Dad.
Have, even though it's a 1930s car, I've managed to put a CD player in
but
it.
But can't we listen to Scott Mills on Radio 1?
Well, I'm not sure that's really, you know, that's really my cup of tea, to be honest.
Right.
Find him a bit self-indulgent.
Go on, let me.
Do you really want to?
Let me. I'll open your car door again.
Is he your hero?
Yeah.
All right.
Still going to fall off.
Leave the car door alone, son. Otherwise, you'll fall out.
Yeah. I'd like to hear your new CD.
Okay. You want to hear my CD?
I would. Yeah.
I'll put it on for you.
Okay. No, Dad.
Wind the window down. It might take a while, so all your school friends can hear.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to get out of the car.
Yeah. Do you not like Another Level?
No, I really don't.
Really?
Right. Well, let's say, can I get in the car again?
Yeah, come back in.
Okay.
No.
No, you're picking me up again now.
Oh, have I?
Yeah.
I'm just reversing, so because we're meant to be going the other way.
Hello again, Dad.
Hiya, son.
Looks like you got a new CD there.
Well, no, actually, you say that, but it's actually a CD changer.
Oh, is it?
Oh, it's in the boot. I've put 6 CDs in it.
Right, and what is it, like Katie Mellower?
Yeah,
Jamie Cullum.
Jamie Cullum.
Paul Potts.
Pol Pot?
No, not Pol Pot. Paul Potts. You know, off of
Who's
Britain's
Paul
Got
Pot?
Talent. He's a great album.
No, I've never heard of him. Yeah. Is that something that young people watch?
Yeah.
I've never heard of him.
James Blunt?
No, can't stand him.
The very best of the Lighthouse Family.
That's in, yes, and right. The Eagles.
Okay, excellent.
But also this one. Would you like to hear this?
I'd love to, yeah.
Okay. My neck on my back,
lick my chest like no! My neck on
my back, lick my What's wrong with this? Oh, seriously, son, every time your mother gets to the car with me, she always wants this one.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
And welcome to the heavyweight hickey championship of the world, the results. And here to judge the Love Bite contest is the lovely Edith Bowman. Hello.
Hi.
So yesterday I set the whole team a challenge to get a Love Bite, and you're about to hear the results. Oh, it's exciting, isn't it?
It's like a Doctor Who convention in here with the stripy scarves that are around.
Is this one of the highlights of your career?
Yeah.
A lot of scarf action.
People
are in their cars waiting for this, not leaving their cars till they know who the winner is.
I know.
Actually. When was the last time you had a Love Blight,
Love Blight? Love Blight. I can't remember, but there was someone quite, like you were saying yesterday, there's someone quite kind of wrong but nice about it. Do you know what I mean? It's a bit tarty.
It says...
just proves that you've... got some.
It says, I'm being kissed forcefully
check.
On the neck, doesn't it?
Especially with
check
a white shirt.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Somebody sucked my neck.
Yeah, it's real nice. It's well attractive. Right, so Laura, she's not here today. Is she taking a day off because she's got a Love Bite?
No.
I don't know.
Right. Now, her boyfriend is away on a course in Cyprus, which, of course, is where all business courses are in Cyprus. And... but she did try and get one in the studio yesterday with the help of Henry Hoover. And nothing really happened at the time. But then she texted me about 9 o'clock last night going, guess what? And I was like, oh my God, James, her boyfriend, has finally proposed. And I was like, what? All excited, like. And she was like, I think I've got a brilliant Love Bite coming up. Because obviously the bruise took a while to show. And she sent a photo in now, so we can kind of judge hers that way, all right?
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
Not bad.
So have a look at the photo,
Edith.
On the
right side of her neck.
Let's do this out of 10, all right?
It's not that prominent, to be honest. It's a very weird-shaped mouth. That's given
it was a Hoover.
Oh, right, okay.
Well, she's claiming it's a Hoover, but it only showed up mysteriously 2 hours after leaving here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not round. It's a bit like a sort of a star shape.
Yeah. I was considering yesterday using my dustbuster. But then it would have just been like a rectangular.
Like someone tried to strangle you.
Yeah. But then that wouldn't have worked because it would have been a weird, you know, because like the nozzle on the end is kind of rectangular, so that would have been, looks stupid. Okay. Anyway, so out of 10, Edith,
I think
Laura's.
That's pretty rubbish. I'm going to give it 4.
Okay. So now we move on to Chappers.
Chappers?
Now, you're claiming that you got mine from my mum.
Hi, Mark. I hope it's good enough, and I really hope you win. Bye.
So that's just horrible. And my mum can't act, so clearly that's not true.
So I haven't got one.
Why?
Because your mum was busy last night, and I don't want anyone else to give me a love bite.
Nothing at all?
No, nothing. And I haven't shaved for a few days either, so it would have been incredibly uncomfortable.
Do they have to be on your neck, love bites? Is that
part of it? Where do you want to look?
I'm just thinking, you know, if you didn't want anyone else to see it, then
you can give yourself one on your arm. Do you mean? Yeah. So that doesn't count. It's got to be on the neck. Okay. On the neck. Okay. So you get a 0.
Now you mention it, either.
Ew.
And now we move on to the one that doesn't speak.
Okay, the one that does speak, please remove your scarf and show me.
Now, let me just explain what happened here. He had the choice of a Hoover or somebody very attractive in the office, but he chose the Hoover. And
how long ago?
About an hour ago. He can't speak, remember?
Yeah.
An hour ago.
Nothing there.
Nothing there at all.
Absolutely nothing.
He was really holding the Hoover to his neck as well.
That's poor. It's a poor effort. Right. Pippa, who works on the show, offered up her services.
Yeah, that's like I said.
She's got a massive gob. Yeah. Our words at Halloween, when we were ducking for apples, eh, Pip? Yeah, see? She said when we had the small apples, ducking for apples, those are way too small. I need bigger apples.
No complaints.
Okay, right, you ready to see mine?
Yeah, go on. You've got your scarf literally covering in your entire face and neck. How big is this love bite? Go on, let's have a look.
What did you give Laura out of 10?
4.
Okay.
This better be good. Oh my God, it's massive. Did someone punch you in the neck?
What do you think?
That is huge.
That is enormous.
Yeah.
And it's pretty evenly coloured as well. You know, there's none of that kind of veiny.
It's a proper bruise, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah? So what do I
We're
get?
We're so proud of it, aren't you?
10. Yeah, I really am.
Before I tell you what I'm going to mark you, I need to know who gave it to you. That is part of the criteria.
I can't tell you that.
You have to, otherwise Laura wins.
Well, I don't have to at all.
Come on. Did you use a Hoover? Yes, but yes, no. Did you use a Hoover?
No.
Oh, is it the bloke who does the big issue selling outside the laundry?
He's quite hot. He's not.
He nearly hits me every week with this. He always does a trick with them.
Yeah. No.
Are they a family member? No, I meant like to help you out. I didn't mean that in a dodgy way.
Where did you get it done? Yeah. Where were you when you had it done?
I had to go around to their house and ask them.
Did you pay them?
No, I didn't pay them. Right, I'm bored of this game. Here's Nicole.
Did you meet them in a changing room?
No, I didn't.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good, who are you?
It's Stan.
Where are you?
In Glasgow.
How can I help?
Yeah, I remember just when you were talking about getting picked up with embarrassing tunes, my dad picking me up from school. He used to drive a white Cavalier. I hated that car. And we were standing outside school one day, and he had the windows blown down, and he came round the corner with right said Fred, I'm too sexy.
Oh,
playing.
No need.
I'm too sexy for my love.
I was like, oh my God, what's he doing?
Yeah, that's nice. You know the Cavalier that you were in?
Yeah.
Did the door, when it opened, sound a bit like this? Yeah?
I guess a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. You got a Cavalier, haven't you?
Yeah, old school, yeah.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that, please?
My name's Kate, I'm from Salisbury.
Hi, Kate, you're right.
Yeah, not bad, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. What are you saying?
Listening to you, your stories about cringeworthy songs and parents. I remember when I was younger, my mum always used to, every time it came on the radio, my mum always used to sing, I Want to Sex You Up. That was disgusting.
Oh my God, that is disgusting.
Yeah,
it's bringing back any memories for you?
Yeah, not good.
Sorry about that.
That was shivers down my spine.
Here's another one for you. This is from Shell in Belfast. Imagine you're in the car, right? You're 15, and your mum is singing this. Honey, 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 singing along she is. You right, Dad?
Oh, are we back in? Yeah, I'm good. Are we in or out of the car at the moment?
Can I get back into your 1930s vintage car?
Yeah, come pop in again. What's that? All I do is seem to ferry you about.
I know. Like a taxi service, isn't
it? I know, I am. Just glorified taxi driver.
New CD?
Yeah, yeah, another new one, yeah. Another one, a favourite.
Can I hear it?
Oh, of course you can. So.
Ah!
Always takes me back to the summer of... Where is it? Summer
90
of...
90-something.
98? I don't know, 95, somewhere like
that. We should do it...
Hello. It does jump occasionally, honestly. I'll take it to the garage next week.
It's your vintage car,
yeah,
isn't it?
I know.
Skipping away.
No, it probably needs a good clean.
We should do a compilation album.
We should. Are we still in role play here, or are we not?
No, you're out.
Right, okay, right.
I'll get out of the car, shall I?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, you're not my dad
anymore.
See you
soon. All right, have a nice time at youth club.
Okay, bye. We should do a compilation album.
Yes.
Now, that's what I call... inappropriate.
Say, everybody, have you seen my balls? They're big and salty and brown. If you ever need a quick pick me up, just stick my balls in your mouth.
All right, Mum.
Ooh, suck on my chocolate salted balls.
Don't want this on, dear.
Stick them in your mouth and suck them.
Out now.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Do you know, right? I was thinking about this earlier. I can't wait to be old.
Right.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Why?
Just because, right, you know people have a go at young people, don't they?
Yes.
Do you know what the real menace in today's society is?
Dogs.
No.
Okay.
Everyone has a go at kids, right?
Yeah.
But us young people, I think we're generally all right, don't you?
Yes.
I think we're quite misunderstood.
Yes.
Right? I have discovered what the trouble with society today is.
But what is it, fellow young person?
It's sweet little old ladies.
Are they evil?
Not all of them. The majority are fine, lovely, upstanding citizens in the community.
Yeah.
It's just a small minority who let them down.
Is it this small minority that then give bad names for little old ladies?
Absolutely,
everywhere?
Yeah. And there's one.
How do they do this?
Right, well, there's one person I'm focusing on here in particular. I've got a pub right opposite from where I live, directly over the road from my house, which is handy.
As well as that salon.
That's further down the road. And there's this this old lady who's in there quite a lot, and she's always on the high street all the time, right?
Okay.
And she just pushes into queues at the bus stop, she pushes in at the cash point, and because she is quite sweet and she's old, no one says anything.
She gets away with it.
They get away with it, and that's why I can't wait to be a sweet little old lady. Because you can get away with anything.
So you want to be a sweet little old lady so you can push in the bus queue?
Yeah, pretty much.
Will you be getting public transport then by the time you're a little old lady?
I might consider it, yeah.
Wow.
Is it free?
I think it is by that stage, yeah.
Well, I'll be there then. And I'm on Magic FM. And... I'm not saying they all do this, because people are going to text in now going, oh, don't be horrible to old people. I'm not. Like I say, most of them are fine.
But this right? one person...
I'm not saying they all do this, but some of them really do. Has anyone else noticed this? I bet most people know or have seen one of these sweet little old ladies who push in everywhere and get away with it. She's not stupid. She knows exactly what she's doing, but because she's sweet and old, she's using it to her advantage.
She's cunning and evil.
Absolutely. Just her.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I want to play a game. I want to play Who Gave Scott a Love Bite?
We're a game show.
Why not?
Look, we just had a competition on air. I won.
Shut your mouth. Do you want to know the rules? Right. You can see, there are thousands of texts in, you can see how much it matters to people. Right? I reckon two or three of the suggestions that have come in, you should ring up, you tell them that you won the Love Bite competition, and then from their reaction, we'll be able to see whether it was them that gave you the Love Bite or not. Because obviously, if you go... If you say, I won the Love Bite competition, and they react as in knowing what it is, and like, oh, I'm glad I helped you win that.
We won.
We won. Then that proves, Sherlock here, then it proves you know. But because I know what celebrities are like,
Because of why does it have to be a celebrity?
Well, because people on the text aren't going to know about your friend Marjorie, are they, or whatever, you know? They aren't just going to suggest that. They have to suggest...
I haven't got any friends called Marjorie.
I didn't know. They're going to have to suggest celebrities. Now, because celebrities don't answer the phone if it says withheld number, which it would do through the studio, you're going to have to do it through your phone.
Right, will that work? Oh, I can put it on speaker, can I?
Yeah, if you put it on speaker and hold it up to the microphone. Can you do that technically?
Yeah, I think so.
Right, okay. Right, ready
so
to play?
I call them from my phone.
You have to call them from your phone, so it'll flash up Scott, right. Then hopefully they'll answer.
Yeah.
Then we'll know, and then tell them that you've won the Love Bite competition.
But how do I know who are you going to tell me who to call?
Yes, I'm not going to do it telepathically with you.
Right.
Ready?
What, are you getting some names off the text?
Yes, right, some names off the text. You have to go into your phone and ring them, right?
Yeah.
So let's play. Who gave Scott a Love Bite?
Right, who am I calling then?
I'd like you to call first. He's a hot favourite on the text, actually. Steve Strange. If I was a bookie, he is, according to the listeners, odds-on favourite.
Why?
Just
I know?
Just because, well, because so. you lend each other shorts and no, you don't. Tend to
that
each
was
other.
Once.
You tend to each other when you're ill.
Right, okay, so Steve
you nurse
Strange.
Each other back to health.
Steve Strange of Celebrity Scissorhands.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, are you ready? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Steve, it's Scott.
Hiya, mate.
How are you?
All right.
Just thought I'd let you know, I've won the Love Bite competition.
I don't know what you mean.
You don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
No.
All right, thank you. I'll speak to you later. I'll come tonight. Bye.
Now...
Right, there we are.
The problem here is that he could still have given you the Love Bite and just not remembered in 12 hours. That's my only concern with that one. But all right, I'll take his
Steve.
Word for it. Okay.
Right.
All right.
Who else are they saying?
Well, if he's the hot male favourite, then the hot female favourite is La Wiley.
Hey, I can see why people would think that.
Can you?
Okay, hang on.
Can you do this to Joe?
Pardon?
Can you ring Joe?
Yeah. I can ring whoever I like, actually.
Hello?
Hiya, it's Scott.
Hello.
How are you?
Great.
Good. I won, by the way.
What?
The Love Bite competition.
Yeah,
on my show. A lot of people think it was you that gave it to me.
Can I categorically say now that I had nothing to do with you and I've never been near your neck?
Come on, Joe, you loved it.
Now, she also told a lie there, because she has been near your neck.
Huh?
When you were in bed together.
Oh, yeah.
But not, obviously, I believe her. She
wasn't
sounded
Joe.
So revolted by the thought that I do believe her.
Yeah.
Now, this is a bit of a wild card.
Right.
But it still suggested quite a lot. Lorraine Kelly. If this is true, if this is true, I'm going to be quite jealous.
Right,
if I'd known she was offering up Love Bites last night, I'd have gone to see her myself.
Right, so you want me to call Lorraine Kelly and ask her... Right, okay, then...
I hope not.
I'm scared of this one. Hang on.
I hope not.
God.
Hello?
Hello, Lorraine. It's Scott Mills.
Hello, gorgeous.
How are you? You alright?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Just to let you know, I've won the Love Bite competition. On my show.
Congratulations.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think so. If it's the thing that all the kids have been talking about, then yeah.
Oh, okay.
Whoa, now, hang on a minute. Her reaction implied a little bit too much enthusiasm and it didn't need explaining to her.
Oh, well done.
Lorraine Kelly.
Oh, come on. Did I really go around to Lorraine Kelly's house last night and go, hi, Lorraine, can you give me a love bite? It's for a feature on my show.
She sounded like she knew what it was all about, though.
And that was Who Gave Scott a Love Bite on Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Hello, Tracy.
Yeah, just old ladies in supermarkets, because I work in one, they have a habit of ramming me out of the way with their trolleys.
With their what?
With their shopping trolleys.
Yeah, they do that, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Like I said...
Sweet little old men on their motorised scooters as well tend to run you over occasionally.
But they are, you know, on the surface, they're quite sweet, aren't they?
They are. Dangerous.
There are a minority of them that are actually evil.
Yeah.
Chloe's been on. I saw a granny sneak a chocolate orange into her pocket a couple of weeks ago in WH Smith's while she was paying for her paper.
These are all criminal activities, not sweet.
No, but because they look like sweet little old ladies, no one goes, excuse me, m'lady, you're shoplifting. They just let them get away with it.
Should be put in
Got
prison.
Chocolate orange, shouldn't they? Well, some person on the text tried to help a sweet little old lady over the road the other day, tried to help her across the road, and she shouted back, get your hands off me, you little turd. I can't wait to be one of these people. It's going to be brilliant. George, you're so going to be like that.
I'm so not going to be
you
like
so
that.
Are. That will be you. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi there.
Hi there. Who are you?
This is Phil in Swansea.
Hi, Phil in Swansea. What are you doing right now?
At the moment, I'm sitting on a bus.
Oh, which bus?
Going home from work. Which bus?
Yeah.
The 400, I think.
Oh, yeah, the 400, Swansea. Yeah.
Yeah.
How can I help?
Same about those little old ladies. I was thinking maybe you should, you know, dress up as one, do some kind of hidden camera thing, see what you can get away with.
Do you think?
Yeah, like a kind of, I don't know, Trigger Happy TV or yeah. Extended Beatles phone, yeah.
What, so I just do evil things dressed as an old lady?
Are you saying he's the new Jeremy Beadle?
I said something along those lines.
Yeah. I like that description of him.
I'd rather be, I don't really want to be the new Jeremy Beadle. They're remaking Beatles About with Harry Hill. I'd like to be him.
I hope they're changing the title.
Yeah. They are, yeah.
Why does that be rubbish?
That'd be rubbish, wouldn't
it? Do Hill and Mills About.
I like what you're doing there, Phil. Like you're getting all creative there on the bus, aren't you?
Always thinking.
On the number 400. Always thinking.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I might... Yeah, that's quite
well,
good.
Well, you did say it's one of your ambitions to be a little old lady, so...
And it starts right now. Do you think I'd get away with it? Do you think people will actually believe, Phil, that I'm a sweet old lady?
Why not? But across their dicks and
their... Do you think they will, yes or no?
No.
You don't?
No.
I do, although they might
How
wonder
rude.
Why a sweet, sweet sort of 78-year-old lady's got a massive love bite on her neck.
Radio 1.
Old people can have love bites too. This is from Nathan in Bristol. I stopped at a zebra crossing. An old lady who could barely see over the steering wheel drove straight through the crossing with her finger up at me. Now, is that... is that true, do you think? Is that true?
Maybe. Maybe she just had arthritis or something. She wasn't being rude.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.